Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Okay, so theme parks are every child's dream and many adults' nightmare. And April Drew of getawayswithkids.ie is here now. And April, you're going to navigate us through some theme park holidays, but some family days out in Ireland as well.
Well, Brendan, how are you?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm grand. I'd love to be going to Harry Styles tonight, but I'm not, unfortunately. Yeah, I wouldn't say theme parks are every adult's nightmare, Brendan, because I actually adore theme parks, would you believe it or not?
You love a theme park, yeah?
I love a good theme park, Brendan. But to be totally honest with you, and full disclosure, I actually suffer from vertigo, so I actually can't even get on a roller coaster or I would be vomiting. So that's a bit of a catch 22, but I do love the buzz. Have you been, Brendan? Have you been to a theme park with the girls?
I've been many, many years ago. I went to Peppa Pig World, and I know you're mentioning it. And you know what? I did actually get a wave of kind of, I don't know, you know that beautiful sadness of nostalgia.
Correct.
Because I thought of the innocence of it all, like, and how thrilled they were, how exciting it was for them. Like, and the rides now, like, are they're not gonna affect your vertigo or anything. But like, see, there was a kind of a certain beautiful sadness to it, or to that memory. Yeah. But anyway, let's move on. Okay. So
yeah.
Let's
theme park.
Yes, exactly. Sorry, I'll gather myself.
You're
now
reminiscing. Yeah. It's okay.
So anyway. Thank you for telling me it's okay. I like a bit of reassurance from the guest on the phone.
So sorry,
here, all right, let's get down to it here. Pull ourselves, April, pull yourself together,
right,
for God's sake.
All here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Now,
right.
So let's give people some tips.
So,
first off, I would say going to a theme park really is like a military operation, isn't it? So people should do their research first, shouldn't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's not your casual day out on the beach. Absolutely. You have to be all in. You have to be researching a few weeks, if not a few months in advance. And sure, you have a worldwide web there where you can hop on and you can find every bit of information you need. But it's quite... I mean, it's a lot of work, but there's also, of course, lots of Instagrammers and bloggers out there. Actually, one guy I follow who's fantastic, Stuart, and his team for Disneyland in Paris, his page on Instagram is called Disneyland Paris Tips for Irish. And he's fantastic because he goes about 7 or 8 times a year. So if I'm ever going to Disneyland Paris, and he's been a good few times, I'll always check out his tips and what he recommends and doesn't recommend. And it's fantastic because, you know, you have to be prepared. It's overwhelming. You know yourself, the day you were in Peppa Pig World. But I mean, imagine the size of Disneyland Paris or Disneyland in Orlando, Disney World in Orlando or Universal.
So
preparation is key.
And should we book everything in advance, tickets and all that? And then do you, I know there are different tickets, aren't there, if you want to avoid queuing and all that kind of passes and things?
Yeah, correct. So I suppose first and foremost, do your research, figure out where you want to go. And then definitely you have to book your tickets in advance. Well, you don't have to, but it's going to save you anywhere between 10 and 15% if you do. So Disneyland Paris, for example, for a family of four to rock up to the gate right now, it's going to cost them €350. If you buy it online, it's going to be a little bit cheaper. But usually when people are going to somewhere like Disneyland Paris, they're doing a package deal anyway. So, for example, Breakaway, they're above in Dublin, they're fantastic. They will do package deals for the park, your accommodation, your flights and your transfers. People forget that you have to get from the airport to the park as well. So they'll do a brilliant package. You pay a deposit and then you can pay it off over time. That works really well.
And how much per head are you talking? I think you'd need 3 or 4 days in Disneyland Paris ideally. How much is that
Correct.
Going to cost per person for that package?
So I would say if you're doing three, I mean, it really absolutely is down to what time of year you're going, how many, you know, what kind of hotel you want to stay in. If you want to stay in the new New York Marvel's hotel, or if you want to stay in the Disneyland hotel on site itself, you're going to be paying the big bucks. You can get cheaper hotels that are off site. So anywhere, I would say per person for a couple of days, between maybe, depending on when you want to go, Brendan, if you want to go in January, you might get it for €500 per person, which is very good, right? If you want to go in March or April or the summertime, you could be talking about €800 or €900 per person.
Okay,
just depends
on
your budget, but there is something for everybody's budget and people forget that, you know?
Yeah. So, but ideally, we would never be recommending whipping the kids out of school for a few days. But you're talking half the price, really, when it's not the holidays. Yeah.
No, never. Yeah.
And listen, are you better staying on site or offsite. I mean, I would assume, like, I'm kind of a mean person, right? If I was going to Disneyland Paris, I'd be like, I'm staying in an Airbnb nearby. We're bringing sandwiches and, yeah, you know, all that kind,
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, look, and that can be done. That's the beauty of it. Again, Stuart from the Disneyland Paris Tips for Irish page, he doesn't very often stay on site because he goes so often. So his budget is limited. So he stays off site. And absolutely, you can do Airbnb. You can go down to the supermarket. You can be making the sandwiches to your heart's content and you can bring them in. Now, listen, you know, when you get into that park, and the atmosphere and the smell of the pretzels and the cupcakes and everything, you're going, Brendan, you're going to have to put your hand in your pocket and you're going to have to cough out probably another 100 and 200 euros on little bits and pieces between the drinks and the snacks. And that's if you bring your own food, but you're there for a long day. So you're absolutely going to get a bag of chips. You're absolutely going to get nuggets for the kids because they're going to be starving. So it is very expensive in the park. Okay. That's 100%. And you do have to factor that in when you're trying to save it as well.
Okay. Yeah. And let's face it, when you're in the thick of all that and the smell's being pumped out, nobody wants a ham sandwich. Okay. So now the thing is, we don't have to go to Disneyland Paris though. We have the artist formerly known as Tato Park, Emerald Park here in Ireland. You are a big fan of Emerald Park, aren't you?
Yeah, sure. Look, I mean, it's technically Ireland's only proper theme park. And we've been many times and it's fun. It's one day, you're there 5 or 6 hours. If you go early in the morning, you'll have a good chance of getting on the roller coasters. But it is a theme park. You are queuing. You could be queuing 80, 90 minutes to get on the Cú Chulainn, which is Europe's largest one. Oh, yeah. Brendan, yeah, it's a theme park.
I was thinking I'd be in and out in 80, 90 minutes. You're standing there for 80, 90 minutes. Can you buy a fast pass or something?
No.
Time is money.
Time is money. I get that, Brendan, but you just have to be in the moment with the kids, you know?
Okay, okay. Is it worth it for their little faces? It is.
It is. I mean, look, theme parks for me, we just love it because you're forced into the present moment with the kids. They're little faces and you get caught up in that and brings you back to your childhood and all that. But yeah, Tato Park is fantastic. And it's not just about the coasters. They have a little zoo. They even have a circus in the summertime run by Robert Fawcett. They have climbing walls, vortex tunnels, a Nissan driving school, skywalk. So they have everything.
Okay. And how much is that going to cost?
So again, book early and book online. And the cheapest ticket I can find at the moment is €39. And if you rock up on the day, it's about the 47 mark. So you're saving about 20% by booking online.
Yeah. Okay. But like you are able driving down there and you can get out and drive home as well, which is a big advantage. Yeah. Okay. Listen, before we get to the kind of American theme park situation, some other good family days out in Ireland as well. Fantasia Water Park in Drogheda. You've been to that. You'd recommend that?
Yeah, a few years ago. That's great fun. Look, it's something you could definitely combine with another activity on the day you're going in. It's an indoor water park, brilliant for potential Irish weather in July and August. And it's a great hall. Now, it was very busy. The two times we've been, it was very, very busy.
Yeah.
But sure, the kids don't care. You
wouldn't want sensory issues there, though, I'd say, would you?
No, I agree. Yeah, no. It's very, very busy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And then there's kind of more outdoorsy ones then, Lollymoor and Westport.
Yeah, there's a few more that are more park-based, outdoor activity-based. Like Westport House and Pirate Adventure Park is fab. And that's really lovely. And it has rides and attractions and activities. And obviously it's inspired by pirates. And it's just fun. It's a nice outdoorsy thing. Slow-paced. Ideal for kids with sensory issues, that sort of thing. Clara Lara Fun Park in Rathdrum and Wicklow is also very good. It's a real outdoorsy. Think water slides and zip lines. That's always a fun day out as well. And there's lots of other fun days. You have obviously Photo Wildlife below in your neck of the woods. You've got Dublin Zoo. There's loads of things. And of course, can't forget Centre Parks in Ireland. I don't know, have you been to Centre Parks? But it's amazing.
Okay, I'll take your word for that. The only one of them I've been to know, Westport, used to be known as Westport Zoo Park and House back in my day, and we used to go there religiously, and it was great. It's probably much louder now. So before you go then, there's people texting already about the Disney World in Orlando, the kind of once-in-a-lifetime kind of trip. Is it worth it?
Okay, I've been to Disney World in Orlando 5 times, but I've never been with my kids because I used to work and live in New York as a journalist. So myself and John, my husband, current husband, would have went down. But we are planning a big trip in 2024. And when I say a big trip, it's obviously quite far, but it is very expensive. It is one of those one-in-a-lifetime trips, Brendan. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. But if you want to go to Orlando, you want to do Disneyland, Universal, you want to swim with dolphins, you want to have the whole experience and you want to do a bit of shopping, you probably need to go minimum 10 days, probably 2 weeks. You're talking about 18 to 20,000 euros. Now, don't fall off your chair, Brendan, because it's mad money. It is mad money, but a lot of people do it. People save up. A lot of people over COVID saved their pennies. Their holidays are cancelled, obviously, and they did it after COVID. Tour America up in Dublin are super busy with planning Orlando trips for families. So it is absolutely, you know, a once in a lifetime trip. I'm obviously very excited about taking my four kids over there in February, hopefully next year. You tickets, let me give you an example. So you're listening to me and you're saying 18, 20,000 tickets, right? For example, if you hop on to attractiontickets.ie, they're probably the cheapest place to get tickets at the moment. Again, obviously book in advance. A week in Disneyland Paris for a family of four is 2,388, and that's just park tickets. That's not food, that's not accommodation, nothing like that. Wow. If you rock up on the day to the gate, you can only buy, well, you can buy tickets for whatever, but the cheapest one day standard ticket is about 159 euros per person, and that only allows you into one of the parks.
Okay, so to explain, there are several parks within Disney, and then there's a load of other parks you have to go to as well.
Correct. Yeah. So there's
doing a park a day kind of thing is the kind
correct.
Of idea. Is
it? Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
So look, I presume that's something best done by let someone else organise a package for you and just
100%.
Get it all in. Okay.
Yes.
April Drew, family travel journalist with getawaywithkids.ie. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks,
you're
Brendan.
Good. Thanks,
right.
April.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thanks.